Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me and having a great visit with Brian Matamore, author of Idea Stormers, the founder and president of Matamore Group. And we're talking about happy accidents, lucky accidents, I guess I should say, lucky accidents. And Brian, do you think you make your own luck?
Well, I absolutely positively do, you know, and... you know, I was thinking about this lucky accidents thing, too, around sort of internal employees, if you will, or people you work with. And, you know, there's so many unexploited opportunities there as well, just by sort of leveraging those. A quick story, I went to Dartmouth, and so each year they call and say, we'll take an intern, and we say, sure, send a marketing or an innovation person or whatever. We got a computer scientist. And I said, what are we going to do with that guy, right?
Well, does he make coffee?
He's good at coffee. He could work the Keurig machine, absolutely. But you know, we said, well, what are we going to do here? And we realized there was such a unique opportunity here. We had him actually write a program for one of our ideation or creativity techniques. And it was over 1,000 lines of code. He did a fantastic job.
And you would never have, and if they hadn't foisted him on you, you would never have gotten up off your comfort zone and asked for one of those.
Not in a million years. What are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I can't talk to computer guys,
lucky
right?
Lucky accident.
And it was the most fortunate thing that ever happened.
It's because you met the world halfway and you made yourself available to the possibilities.
Yeah, we really did. The nice thing is, we were able to give to him and help him in big ways with his own career in marketing. But he gave back to us. I mean, this computer program he wrote for the problem redefinition technique, it's on our website and it's free, and people can use it to help themselves get new ideas. And it's beautifully done, and it's under Idea Tools on our Growth Engine site, and it's free. And so I. You know, we wouldn't have had that in a million years.
Right. What's that site again?
Well, the site is the company's Growth Engine. So the site is www.growth-engine.com.
Okay.
And this problem redefinition technique is under Idea Tools on that.
So
and it's a great technique for salespeople. It'll help you. It'll give you. I'm not exaggerating when I say this technique helps you get literally thousands of new ideas to help you. To help you get new sales.
And it'll help you create some lucky accidents. You know, one of the things that I really think about a lot about in my personal life, in my business, but also in my faith life, Brian, and that is something that somebody told me a long time ago, 35 years ago. I was having a conversation. I won't go into the whole conversation, but the essence of what I got from this very smart person, this wise person, was how she lived her life by making herself available.
I like that.
And ever since then, what I've thought about is, okay, am I making myself available to the possibilities in the marketplace? When I meet someone, when I'm going somewhere, if I'm putting the proposal together, if I'm trying to close a proposal, if I'm trying to help someone, am I making myself available to the possibilities? I think that's how lucky accidents happen. What do you think?
Well, I couldn't agree more. You know, it makes me think of the improvisational Bible or the two keywords for people to improvisation, and it's yes and, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's you say yes to what the person is saying, and then you add to it. And so that's what you're available is being about. You're making yourself available to these opportunities and trying to stay tuned within yourself and the outside to the possibilities that are emerging. And that hopefully you can take advantage of because you're saying yes and because you're making yourself available, to use your language.
And part of that attitude is to do it with a glad heart, with a generous heart.
Yeah, it's no good if you're the selfish Scrooge, you know.
Right.
That kind of doesn't work. You got to get the inside right, and then the outside works for you.
Well, for my kids, I want them to know that there's nothing to debate, negotiable about what I'll do for them, right? And so when they say, "Dad, will you help me?" I say automatic.
Yes. You know, as hard as it may be at times.
Well, but we do that. But we need to do that with other people. I think. What do you think?
I'm with you, man. Absolutely.
Last thoughts, Brian. 20 seconds.
Well, you know, it's an exciting opportunity if you look at this as a game of possibility,
mm-hmm.
and the ability to give back and work in the give and take of the universe is what the
I
way
call
I
it. Contribute first, contract second. Brian,
love
thanks
it.
For being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Okay.
Brian Mattimore, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.